Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle. Hello and welcome. Today we have a conversation with Cookie Killian, and Cookie is a manual therapist here in Duluth, Hermantown area. And I, to be honest, I have not actually had her work on me personally yet, so I can't exactly speak from personal experience, but I'm hoping that will change sometime soon in the future. I have, however, had the opportunity to spend some time with her, and her approach and her knowledge and experience really do impress me. So she's going to talk about exactly what manual therapy is and what brought her there, which is really an actually very interesting and impressive story. Not to give away everything here, but I think this is an interesting thing to note and probably what makes her really good at what she does. But she was in an accident, so she has had a lot of pain and mobility issues that, well, she's been on the other end, so she knows or has a pretty good idea, potentially, of what somebody that she's working with has been going through. So she has an empathy and a real-life experience to attach to it. And a couple other things that I really think are worth mentioning right off the bat is, first of all, she takes insurance, and because of her past life training, she's able to help you through some of the hurdles and barriers if you end up running into any. She also has a handicapped accessible table, which, again, not everybody has. So just a few sneak peek details. Let's get to it. Hi, Cookie.
Hi, Judy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Start off by telling me what you call yourself.
My business is Cookie Killian Manual Therapy and Massage. My original training is in massage therapy.
Okay.
And I have extensive training beyond that in orthopedic work, in myofascial release, in myoskeletal alignment, active isolated stretching and strengthening. So I call myself a manual therapist.
Okay.
Because what I do goes far beyond massage.
Okay. And I want to dig into that. First, tell me a little bit how you got here. What got you to this place of doing manual therapy, and what kind of keeps driving you to do it?
What brought me to it originally, I was in a car accident. I got hit by a drunk driver and was pretty crippled up. A lot of soft tissue injuries, neck injury, hip injury. I'm pretty banged up. I wound up with fibromyalgia. There's a vicious cycle of pain, and that happens in an injury. And it, if not treated properly, if not healed up in a timely fashion, your pain can almost multiply. That's where you'll see people that you would have thought they had a minor injury, and years later they're not better, and they're almost one thing happened to them, and suddenly my shoulder hurts. First, you know, their neck hurt in the accident, and then their shoulder hurt, and then their hip hurt, and then their knees hurt, and then they have these headaches, and then they can't sleep, and then they have, you know, all of these manifested, multiplied problems because they didn't heal properly.
So therefore you have the domino effect of everything else that's out of alignment, yanking other things out of alignment, making other things hurt and not work correctly, and then poof, it's just,
absolutely,
you end up a mess.
Yes. And that's what happened to me, and I wound up with this fibromyalgia from it, and nothing worked. Nothing helped me. I was stuck in my chair, and I was up all night, and I was up all day. I didn't sleep. And one night, I was sitting in front of the TV, 2 a.m. This was probably about 9 months after my accident, and I was wanting to get on with my life, and I was angry, and I was fed up with being hurt. I have a greater being. There's something that I believe in that's more powerful than me, and I call that God.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very angry, and I screamed at him in the middle of the night, in the middle of the dark, in the middle of, you know, and I just screamed at him, and I said, what the heck am I supposed to do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
And on TV, And this is before massage was trendy. And this was long before it was the cool thing to do in massage therapy schools were popping up all over. And I had never seen any commercials before. I had never saw another one after. Uh-huh. And at that point, when I screamed at my higher being, on TV is this massage school. And I'm like, and I looked at it and I'm watching it. And I said, okay. And it was, I don't know if it was a day later, 2 days later, I got on the phone. I called the school. I went down. I went on an interview and I wound up signing up and going to school for massage therapy.
Wow.
The funny thing is that when I was on my tour of the school, I had the director of the whole entire school, and then I had the director of students taking me on this tour. We got done with the tour, and they kind of looked at me, and they asked me what was wrong with me. And because they could tell by the way I moved, by the way how slow I walked, by the way I limped and everything, they could tell that I was in great pain. They could tell that there was something wrong with me. And they were concerned that I wouldn't be able to handle the schooling.
Sure.
Because every day you learn how to work on the body, they show you, then you do it to someone, and then someone does it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They actually told me that I don't think that you can do this. And I let them know that the place that I came to in my life and my understanding that, you know, I was ready to either move on or I had to give up. I was either going to live my life or I was going to be done living my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is where I came and that they had to give me the opportunity. If I was going to fail, they had to let me fail.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want them to say, you can't do it. I paid them cash. I said, here's my money. You got cash. Right. It's paid for. If I fail, if I walk away, you didn't lose anything.
Right.
And the amazing thing is that every day that I was treated in class and every day that I sat in class, I got better.
Oh.
And the very first day of class, I was really scared because you couldn't touch me. If someone laid their fingers on me, mm-hmm. it would feel like you were tearing the flesh off my bones. And that was the fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. And the amazing thing happened. Day one, we worked on the scalp and the face. Day two, we did the scalp, the face, and the shoulders. Then we did scalp, face, shoulders, arms. Every day we added a little piece of the body. And every day, that next piece of my body was ready to accept the treatment. And by 2 months in, I was sleeping at night. And by 6 months in, I was walking straight. And I became a tool for the teachers in the class because we were learning how to treat people. You know, they'd say, has anybody ever suffered migraines? Okay, yeah. And then they show you how to treat it. Okay, then has anybody ever suffered from thoracic outlet syndrome? Well, that was a syndrome that I had from my neck and my shoulder injuries. And someone that actually had it was able to be treated by the students and they got to see me heal. And by the time I graduated, 11 months later, I was fine.
Wow.
There was nothing wrong with me. And a month before I started school, I saw my last orthopedic surgeon. And he looked at me and he said, you are going to hurt every day for the rest of your life, and there's nothing anyone can do about it.
Oh, man.
The other powerful thing that I was told was, and I was told this several times by different doctors and different therapists, every time I walked into a new doctor, they asked me what I expected. And I told them, I expect to be healed. I expect to be whole. I want to go back to my life, living it on my terms and doing what I do. And I was always told that my expectation of healing it wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was told it was just, it's, I had an unreasonable, that was the word they used. My expectation of getting better was unreasonable. Wow. And I looked at what was wrong with me. I looked at all my x-rays, all the findings, everything that everyone had ever told me. And I just knew that if someone knew what they were doing, they could heal me. There was nothing wrong with me that I could accept that I couldn't get better. You know, I didn't break my neck. I wasn't paralyzed. Right. You know, I couldn't accept the fact that I wasn't going to get better, and I couldn't accept their decision that I wasn't going to get better. And this is, I mean, Western medicine across the board, physical therapists, chiropractors, orthopedic surgeons, my MD, everyone had the same, and they just kept telling me that the day that you decide that this is your life, then you can start living and you can get over and you can get on with it, you know. And this, I was even told that by a psychiatrist. Accept the fact that you're not going to get better so you can get on with your life.
Right.
And I didn't accept that. And that led to me screaming at God. That led me to go to school. And I found, after 11 months of school, I was healed. I walked out of there, and I had no fibromyalgia. I had no back pain. I had no neck pain. I had no limp. Sleep through the night like a baby. There was nothing that I did in my previous life that I couldn't do after all that treatment.
Wow.
And coming from a person who was physically crippled, that people could look at me and say, "What is wrong with you?"
Right.
You know? And so that is what brought me here.
Wow.
And the minute that it clicked in me, that how profoundly my change was, I graduated from school, I think, in March. And by April, I was already signed up for more school.
Oh, wow.
I was already on my way. It's like, you know what? If this is good, then there's got to be something that's better. There's right. got to be more. There's got to be. And in the 14 years that I've been at this, I never stop training. I'm always learning something new. I'm always finding another modality or perfecting the one that I do. Or, you know, there's always something. Mm-hmm. And there's always, like, I've had a recent injury, new injury, my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Never hurt my shoulder before in my life. So I really couldn't empathize with someone that hurt theirs. It's like, I could. I'm like, yeah, you know, I understand that can hurt. Now I know exactly how it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can say, yeah, you know what? I felt that. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
And I've learned from my injuries, old and new. And that's part of my thing that I think makes me really passionate about what I do. I lived that pain. I know that pain. I know what people are feeling. And I know when someone comes to me and they say, "I've been suffering like this for 13 years, I know the emotional pain that they're feeling because they don't believe I'm going to fix them any better than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And they've been told all the things that I've been told.
Right.
You know, and the worst part of it is the longer it goes on, you get to hear how you're malingering. Or is it really that bad? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, that really kind of break down your psychology. And I feel like I get that. And so when I am treating people, I know their pain. I've felt their pain. I can truly, truly empathize with them.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing how that felt, it helps me to work with them and be more sensitive and help them emotionally heal from it too.
Sure.
I know I can get someone that walks in and talks to me and I can look at them and say, you know, they're like, "Well, I don't know if you can help me because nobody can."
Right.
And I'm like, well, let's lose that attitude because somebody can help you. And if I can't, I'm going to help you find the guy that can.
Right.
If I don't work, we're going to find someone else. We're not going to give up until you're better.
Right, which is...
And that attitude right there is like, yes. People light up like you wouldn't believe. You can see, you know, it's just like, oh, wow, you know?
Well, it is working with somebody who has an understanding of what you've been through is so different than somebody who just understands via book learning or,
yes.
You know, or, I mean, and you can get a lot, especially if you're an empathetic person, you can get a lot from being with people and hearing them and understanding their pain. Mm-hmm. But it makes such a huge difference. It's like I used to work with a woman who, always skinny, you know, yep. Always thin her whole life. And we were discussing weight loss stuff and she's like, I know people would come to me for weight loss, but it's really pointless because I have no clue. I've never been overweight. It's never been an issue for me. They're coming to me only because I look.
You look the part.
Look the part, but never actually done it. So never don't understand it. You know, you being able to really speak to that, and like you say, I'm going to help you. So yep. Huge. So yep. Huge. That's awesome.
Yep.
So, all right. So you had your massage and then you kept training. When did the manual therapy come into play?
As soon as I graduated from massage school, I went on to the training that led me into the manual therapy.
Okay.
I started with myofascial release and learned a great deal about that. And I went home from myofascial release training and I had been given a sample of a lubricant for massage and I got a free DVD with it. And on that DVD was like the big names in the business. And each one was promoting this lubricant that I got. And they did a 5-minute breakdown. They did a 5-minute simple treatment and it advertised them and what they do and it advertised how they use that lubricant. And it's funny, but I went home and I'm like ready to go to work and work on some people. And I had 5 minutes before I went to work and I threw in the video and I watched one technique from one man for 5 minutes. And I went to work and I saw my client and the gal came in and she came in with her bra in her hand because she couldn't get it on. And she asked me if I'd help her get it on when she was done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course. So anyway, she gets on the table and we're working on her and I'm like, you know what? And I knew this gal already and I felt really comfortable with her. And I asked her, I said, you know what? I said, I just watched this video. And I said, do you mind if I practice this move on you? And I think it could help you. And because she kind of woke up with that, oh, I woke up with my head like this and I can't move it. And I just woke up like that. And that kind of pain where you can't turn your head. And when you do, you get that sharp pain. And she let me do the technique on her. I did it. I did all the regular work, you know, of just general massage. And got done and forgot all about helping her with her bra. And I left the room and was waiting at the front desk for her to come out. And all of a sudden, you could hear her screaming from the massage room. She's just, woo-hoo! She's just like, she is so excited. She's like, and she throws the door open and she comes walking out of the room and she's like, I don't know what you did, but this is amazing. She's like, it doesn't hurt anymore. And I got my bra on all by myself. And she's like, just excited. And that solidified it. That solidified it for me.
Nice.
more than the previous training. It was like, okay, I know there's something better out there. I know there's something more that I can do. And then watching a 5-minute video and doing that one move on a client and having that instant relief and that kind of a response.
That's amazing.
Was what really drove me. I went home that afternoon. I looked that man up and I followed him around for a while training.
Oh, wow.
City to city training with him.
Nice.
And that gentleman, I trained with James Wozlowski.
Okay.
And that's my orthopedic background. So everything I do is orthopedic in nature. And where I'm different than in just a regular massage, you think your head to toe, front to back, long flowing strokes. In my orthopedic work, every single muscle is defined. We treat every single muscle. It's still all integrated. It still wonderfully feels great. A lot of times people don't know there's a difference. If you just come in for a regular massage, you'll know, and people will comment that, well, that was different than anything I've ever had, and I felt better longer than I normally do, but they don't know why or how until they ask.
So, okay, so talk to me about, we have the manual therapy and maybe what the definition of that is, and then there's massage, and I'm betting your massages are probably very different than a typical massage therapist.
Well,
and obviously every massage therapist is different. I mean, that's the other thing. I guess it's hard to even say typical massage therapist because I've never had two of the same massages ever.
Exactly.
By anybody, you know, two different people. So I guess maybe the question that I'm asking is, yes, let's talk about manual therapy and what that is, but what you bring to the table in massage, which you kind of answered a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, in massage, I can give you the pretty, fluffy, wonderful. It's every massage or every treatment or therapy is completely suited to that person's need on that day at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So today you might come and your pelvis is out of alignment, so we adjust your pelvis. And we adjust everything. We treat all the muscles that are associated with that. It could be half your body, it could be the whole body. We follow it where it goes. You could come in for a treatment like that. Or there is, you know, I do regular massage, but like I said, it's different. It's, in my mind, it's more therapeutic in nature because we're hitting every single muscle. And in that, we're finding problems and treating them as we go.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, the focus is integrating the whole body, and it's not just the long flowing, beautiful, comfortable strokes,
mm-hmm.
but actually treating within that massage.
Okay.
After I trained with James Wozlowski, he talked all about this man named Eric Dalton. Talked all about, and he would say, this is what Eric says, and this is what Eric says, and I stole this move from Eric. I went on to train with Eric Dalton, and he does myoskeletal alignment. So that is another part, along with the orthopedic work, we align the spine using the muscle. Where a chiropractor would manipulate the bone,
mm-hmm.
we manipulate the muscle, and we can align your spine, we can align your pelvis, we can straighten out your body, manipulating the muscle. And then my trifecta is both of these gentlemen sing the praises of Aaron Mattis. And Aaron does active isolated stretching and strengthening.
Okay.
So I do Aaron's work, followed him around, got my training, and that work, you learn to stretch out the tight muscle. Every muscle has an equal opposite. You have, if you're tight on in the front,
mm-hmm.
you're loose in the back.
Mm-hmm.
If you're tight on the left, you're loose on the right. You have to, if one side is tight, the other side has to be overstretched and weak to allow that other side to be tight. It's just fact of life. And with Aaron's work, you take that tight side, we learn to stretch the tight side and then strengthen the weak side. So you come in and you have a deviated pelvis, which 8 out of 10 people are about walking around the world with one. 80% of my practice is pelvic, hip, low back, sciatica work. So you come in with that deviated pelvis, and we use the orthopedic work and the myoskeletal alignment work to balance it. And then we teach you how to stretch that if the left side is high, It's because it's tight. So we'll teach you to stretch the left, and we'll teach you to strengthen the right and create a balance and teach you to do your therapy at home. So what I end up doing, in a sense, I can straighten out your spine like a chiropractor, and I can give you that great massage like your massage therapist, that good manual work. And then I can teach you how to stay in balance like your physical therapist would. So that is what makes me a manual therapist. That is what makes me different than your average massage therapist.
Right.
And when I say average massage therapist, I want to be clear that I value all modalities. I value chiropractic. I value acupuncture. I value massage therapists. We are all different. We all have our place. We all have our time. We all have our value. And I don't believe that I'm better than anyone else. I don't believe I'm anyone's competition. I don't, but I do. I value them. And so when I say an average massage, right, by no means is that to disparage them,
right,
or anything, but it's just, you know, explaining that I'm different.
Right. Yeah, I know. When I said average massage, I was like, oh dear, because I'm like, well, wait a minute, I don't even know what that is.
Well, and how do you, the majority of massage therapists go to massage therapy school for 9 to 18 months, and they have a basic kind of very good training, you know, but they have their purpose, and they have their place, and they have their specialty. And to call them the average,
right,
I mean, it's like, what's the word that you use, you know?
Right.
I mean, well, trying to find a nice word that sounds good.
Yeah, that needs to be better than average. I agree. Because, yes. Well, because I'm thinking, okay, you know, I know that there's a lot of different things. We have really good in Duluth.
Oh.
I think we've got some amazing massage therapists here. And I think
most
of them stand up above the average in my experience,
yes,
and in their knowledge base. I trained in massage. I didn't get through the whole thing, but the training I had was magnificent. And then I talked to other people who went to, I think, from what I understand, the business school up here is very different than the business school down there, where I knew people who, their pride was, I can finish a 50-minute massage, somebody else is timing it, and I can end on the stroke. And I'm like, that is not the massage I ever want to have. And I almost think that in my mind, that's the average massage. Like, that's the wrong, that's not what I want ever a massage to be.
Yeah.
But that's almost what I think of when I say average massage. Because I think a lot of, like I said, a lot of people in Duluth have a lot of different knowledge. And it seems like every massage therapist I've met is a cut above.
Oh,
and it's
absolutely
great. I mean, we really do have great people in Duluth.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. I am from small town southwest of here, Mora, and I've spent a lot of time in Minneapolis. And I have been all over, and I've been all over the country following people around,
right,
and training, and I have had a lot of massage. And I can tell you that I have gotten up in the middle of a massage before and just walked away because, I'm sorry, nope, this, we're done. I can tell you that I've met massage therapists before, and they've never gotten a chance to, I've had an appointment, gone to meet them, and I have turned around and said, no, I'm sorry, we're just not for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of mediocre massage in my life, and I have got to tell you, though, here in Duluth, I have had more great massage.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had a bad massage here yet.
I agree.
I've seen probably a dozen therapists, and I still, it's like, I have not had a bad massage yet. It's, Duluth is amazing for therapists.
Body work and
it's
and
like
therapists.
And
yeah,
even if I would dare to call a lot of them the average therapist, and I guess I'm, my idea of average right in this context is they went to massage school and that's all they did.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't gone on and trained further.
Right.
But even in this area, the average massage therapist, mm-hmm, is still above par
right.
for anywhere that I have been.
Yeah. So I appreciate that distinction.
Yep.
Don't want to diss the massage therapist because they're wonderful and great.
And
like you say, it is what you need at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many different types of body work of all different levels. And
yeah.
whatever you need, if you can get what you need at the time and know who to go to, what a blessing, right?
Well, and touch and sensation and what feels good and what feels bad, I mean, that's completely subjective, too. Because, mm-hmm. like, there are therapists that, again, not to be disparaging, but it's like, they're almost like, to me, it would be like a wet rag massage, is
right.
what I call it. And, but... I know people, and to me, it's like, oh gosh, that's like, oh, I would never want to go back there again. And the person next to me is like chomping at the bit because she can't wait to get in.
Yes.
Because she sees this girl every 4 weeks and she just, you know, and it's
yep.
like, so, I mean, that's completely subjective.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's, yeah, there's something for everybody. And there's, you know, there probably isn't a bad massage therapist out there. It's just... not right for me, massage therapist,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there is, because sometimes it's like, I can't believe that people go
right.
there.
But this person's still working.
But that's what those people need.
And they've got their regulars.
And that's like really kind of what's amazing about this area is that there are so many massage therapists because
yeah.
we have the great school dishing them out.
Right.
And there's somebody for everybody.
Right.
It's
yeah.
just, it's... no matter what is wrong with you, you're going to find the person you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of what I do in my practice. If I am not for you, if you know, and I am for you when you're injured. And many people stick with me after. I mean, most of my clients, I would say 9 out of 10, stick with me and get on a wellness routine and come. But there are the people that come. And they get their healing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fix people. I don't heal people. I facilitate the healing process. I give you the tools to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get done and you're used to that really pretty, nice, beautiful, or something that I don't give, I'm going to help you find who I think...
mm-hmm.
meshes with you.
Right.
And a lot of times, like, I've had people that I love my clients, and I think they're great, and I will look at them, and I will tell them, you know what? I want you to go over here and see this gal, because I truly, truly think I don't want you to go, and I hate to see you go, but I think of her every time I'm touching you, and I think she is for you. Please go see her.
Right.
And I have matched people up like that. And it's just, it's...
that's awesome.
You know?
And how much respect. I mean, I think of the first osteopath I ever went to who sent me onto a Rolfer. And I think how much respect I have for him. Because
mm-hmm.
he worked on me a couple times and said, you know what? I don't think I'm the best fit. Let me send you to somebody else who is. And
yeah.
it's like, wow, thank you. Like...
yeah.
that is so great, and you know, and it's huge. It's really huge.
Oh, it is.
I want to another thing I want to bring up about what makes you different, because you brought this up, and I think this is also a big deal and makes you accessible to so many more people, is the fact that you take insurance and help people figure out the insurance piece, because that's for many people. That is a stumbling block for getting the help that they need in some of these other therapies.
Absolutely. I am trained in insurance and billing. Currently, the big two are personal injury, which is auto, and work comp. Those are the two that really pay, and pay without question generally. So I bill them, and if you have a personal injury or work comp, you can come and you can know that it's going to get covered, basically. Not a lot of health insurance cover, but little by little, more insurance companies are paying.
Okay.
And I help you find out. You give me your information. I'm going to make the calls. I'm going to find out what's covered, how we get it covered. What do we have to do? Is there a portion that you can get covered? I'm going to help you figure that out. If your insurance doesn't pay and isn't going to pay, that stinks. But I help you do the work to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, health savings accounts, flex accounts, the flex spending, I accept that. And there's been a couple times when a flex spending account or health savings account will question why we're using it for massage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If they question, I have my personal training background, I have my nursing background, I have my insurance billing background, and I have my manual therapy background. I have all of that put together. They have the notes they need. I have the language I know how to speak to them. We supply them with everything, and we have turned around flex spending accounts that don't pay, and we have convinced them to pay and not argue the fact. And sometimes it's kind of nice when it's work for me, but when somebody argues it, it's nice to educate them.
Right.
And typically, you know, they see, and even with insurance companies, if they deny, I give them my background and they pay because they know I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big. The fact that I have a completely handicap accessible table. So I'm just bringing that up because it hit me.
Right. Well, no,
that doesn't really fit in what we're talking about, but it just, yeah. It occurred to me right there because I'm helping someone right now that has insurance that the insurance doesn't typically pay for manual therapy or massage, but they are because they're not able to get the acupuncture they need or the chiropractic that they need because where they are at, they don't have a handicap accessible table.
Okay.
So I get paid because I have the table that works for them. Because the table lowers down to 17 inches.
Oh, wow.
You okay. Take the arm off the wheelchair and slide them right on the table.
Nice.
And then the table raises up.
Okay, that makes sense.
And, you know, to the height I need. So that's a big thing. You know, especially with injuries,
mm-hmm.
It's like people are like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get on that table. And I'm like, I'll bet you can. I haven't met anyone so short that they, you just plop right on there. You know, no one's ever been that short
right.
that they couldn't hop up on that table.
Share some of the types of injuries or challenges that people have come to you with. Just kind of the broad aspects of some of that.
Sciatic, low back, hip sciatic. We talked a little bit about pelvic deviation.
Mm-hmm.
And a pelvic deviation is, if you go to a chiropractor, and they'll tell you have a short leg. If you've ever been to a chiropractor and they say you got a short leg, they're not wrong.
Right.
That's their terminology. That's how they'll describe it. You got a short leg.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your leg is functionally short. It's not structurally short. Both of your legs are the same exact length. If I took them off your body like a Ken doll and measured them, they'd be the same length.
Mm-hmm.
But one of your hips is hiked up higher. Your pelvis is tipped, pulling that leg up,
mm-hmm.
making it appear to be short. So that hip hiked up, it can cause pain in one side or the other. It can cause low back pain. It can cause pain right in the hip joint. It can cause sciatic pain and that horrible pain radiating down your leg. Over time, if that condition goes on, that's when you start seeing hip replacements.
Mm.
A hip replacement is a pelvic deviation that was never treated.
Wow.
And whether you have had a hip replacement or not, we can treat it. Because even if you have that hip replacement, your pelvis is still off because
right.
It's a muscle problem, not a bone problem. So I treat a lot of, like I said, 80% of my clientele is pelvic deviation. and I have post hip replacement and I have pre. We get you ready. We can take you out of pain long enough to get you to that. And I had a gentleman that I met this past summer that was scheduled for, 58-year-old man, scheduled for hip replacement. We got him balanced, and he was able to cancel his hip replacement, and we bought him time. And, you know, and yes, he'll still have to have it, but right now he doesn't have pain, so he doesn't have to.
Wow. Well, and the longer you can put something off like that, I mean, the technology gets better, the people get better, then you've got how long those parts actually last for how much of your life.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
Absolutely. So that is my bread and butter right there is hips, pelvis, low back pain.
Okay.
I see a lot of neck injuries. Lately, I've had a lot of shoulder injuries coming in. So I do a lot of that. I do a lot of joint work and any injury. I mean, you know, I do so much pelvic work that sometimes I can't think of anything else. But yeah, there's any injuries. I mean, I see sprained ankles, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and now I've got a microcurrent device that I'm using.
What is that? Exactly?
That it is, the FDA regulates it like a TENS unit.
Okay.
But a TENS unit works on a square node, and a TENS unit is made to confuse your brain.
Oh,
your
right.
brain doesn't understand the frequency that it uses, so it scrambles the signals that are going to your brain, and it stops the pain cycle. My microcurrent unit, you use it like a TENS unit. You can use pads, you can use probes, you can use the machine on its own. It works on an S node. It works, your heart beats on an S node.
Okay.
So it works on frequencies that your body produces all by itself. So instead of scrambling your brain and the pain signals, it talks to your brain so we can promote healing.
Oh, wow.
We can take pain away. We can take acute pain away and we can promote healing. So, and a wonderful thing that it does, when I have someone that just comes in and they want just a really nice, thorough massage and they don't have an injury going on, I can treat them. I have a stress relief treatment with the microcurrent. We treat your vagus nerve. And I'm sure you've heard of your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system is your fight or flight. Okay, and it's when you're stressed out, when you're late for work, when you've got 100 things on your plate. Your parasympathetic nervous system is your rest and relax nervous system. We were built to live in our parasympathetic resting and relaxing nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while, when something happens and you get stressed out, that's when the fight or flight is supposed to take over. Most of us in these days with our cell phones, with our, you know, you've got your cell phone on your smartwatch thingy. You know, it's like everywhere you go,
no
you
break.
Can't get away from technology. And with all of that and with everything that is on our plates, we live in our sympathetic, we live in our stressed out fight or flight nervous system. I have a treatment that I do with the microcurrent. We go right below your ears on the side of your neck and we treat your vagus nerve. And it, your vagus nerve, when it is stimulated, turns on your rest and relax parasympathetic nervous system like a light switch. So I can have someone that comes in and is just stressed out to the max, lay them down, engage their vagus nerve, and put them in that resting and relaxing state before I even begin my massage. And I have clients that comment that that's how I start the massage, is with that. And if I don't, they're like, why didn't you do that? And I'm told that they're like, I feel like I'm already done having my massage.
Whoa.
Before you even start, because I had this. And if I don't do it, they ask for it. It's like... where's that gadget? Where's that? You didn't do my neck.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's right. Like, okay, I'll do your neck.
Right.
And that is something that I use when appropriate, whether you have an injury, whether you have just pain, whether you have, you just need to relax. I use it when it's appropriate, and we talk about it. You get to decide if you want to. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I try on people. I let them, I'm going to show you how this is, and you tell me if you like it or not. And then when you want it, you tell me you want it. If I know you need it, I'm going to tell you.
Right.
You need it here. We're going to do this. But if you want it, if you want the good stuff, then you just ask for it.
Nice.
And the nice thing, another thing that makes me different is my pricing.
Okay.
You go to the average, and it doesn't matter if it's massage or chiropractic or what. You walk in the door, and there is a price for, like with massage, you pay $50 for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $10 more if you want deep tissue. And it's $5 more if you want aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's $5 more if you want some hot rocks. Mm-hmm. And there's a special price for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to keep it simple because I don't want to work that hard. You know, it costs, right now I charge $75 an hour.
Okay.
And you pay $75 for an hour. You know it when you walk in the door, it doesn't matter what you ask me for or what I do for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're paying me $75 an hour.
Right.
You can get the extra little add-ons. You can get the extra treatment. You can get your nerve stim if you want. And it all is, you know what you're paying.
The goal is treating the patient, the patient needs, rather than... Well, I did these 7 therapies today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That, you're right. That makes a huge difference to think about that. Because I know talking to somebody recently about their chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly one of the things they said that was hard. Because they're like, well, every time. And then if this, then they do this and it costs me this much. And I don't know what it's going to be when I walk out. And I know that I need the work and I need to pay. But sometimes it surprises you when you get there and it's like, well, it's $130. And it's like, oh, okay. So I have to say, only work on this quarter of me today because that's all we can afford.
Well, and exactly. It's like there is nothing more stressful. I have gone into places to get treatment. And oftentimes I pay first because... You see that this is what I have for you today.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's over. Because there is nothing more stressful for me than to be laying there and have someone say, well, I could do this for you, or I think you could have this, or I think, you know, this is a good idea. Right. And it's like, well, it sounds like a good idea. But, and then if I say yes, then it's like, then all of a sudden you're like, You're stressed out.
Yes.
You're in that sympathetic nervous system because you're like, oh my gosh, how much is that?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I only budgeted, you know, $80 because I wanted to pay her $60 and I wanted to give her a good tip. And now I got to pay her and I'm not going to be able to tip her because I don't know how much this is, you know, and that's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And you lay there and you stress about it or you really, really, really want this, but you're like, you know, yeah, I need to buy the kid new socks on my own.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to have to compromise or feel like you have to compromise. You choose what you want. I recommend what you need and we work together and it's all about giving you what you want, what you need, the best therapy possible without the stress of the money. You know, this is what it's going to be and this is what it's going to be every time I come. And you know, if you want an extra half an hour, and people will do that.
Right.
Can I get an extra 15 minutes? Because I decided I want this. And it's like, yeah, we can throw another 15 minutes on because they know what 15 minutes costs.
Right.
So, to me, that takes the stress out of trying to heal and trying to decide, the a la carte. Well, I don't remember what the prices are.
Right.
So, you know, and I don't want to be sitting there trying to treat you and saying, well, I got this over here and I think that's $12.
Right.
Sure. You know, it's like,
well, yeah. And from that, I've been that person on the table and then there, and you're like, and all of a sudden your entire body is now kind of tense and You know, it's like, well, if I had known that, or, well, if I had known that, I would have made my appointment next week after I got paid, or whatever.
Well, exactly. You know, and it's like, and I just want to take all of that out of there. Mm-hmm. I make it easy for me, and I make it easy for the person that comes in and treats with me.
Right.
You know, and, okay, if you come in, and you always get the $10 add-on deep tissue, and you get the, $5 extra smell, and someone asks you, how much do you pay for a 1 hour massage? And you say $85. And they're like, oh, that's too high for me. Mm-hmm. When they could have, when normally you really pay $60, but then you've got all this extra, you know, and to me that takes all the guesswork out of it. It takes all the, and everybody knows, you know, well, it's this for an hour.
Yeah.
It's this for an hour and a half, you know?
Right. You know what you know what to expect. It makes it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I would like to see it mm-hmm. when I go places. It's not true. It's not like that. But it's like, oh, I wish it was just so much easier.
Be the change you want to be.
Exactly. It's like, that's one more thing that makes me different.
Right.
And,
no.
And I'm happy with that. So.
That's awesome. And you probably, again, create that sort of healing space for people. Like you say, no guesswork. So you come in, you get treated, you know you're going to get the good stuff, you know you're going to get what you need, you know you're going to...
Yep.
Yeah, and that's awesome. So then one last question. If you have something to share, what would be for you, if you're a busy person with full days, what would be a healthy food, a healthy snack, a healthy meal, something that you do to take care of yourself but to have with you?
I try when I'm really, really thinking to always prepare ahead meals and that. The one thing I really do that is my standby is I buy almonds and I love dates and they are so full of trace minerals and nutrients. So I have my almonds and I have my dates and I buy them in bulk. And the day I buy them, I come home and I split them up and I pre-package them. Put them in my little baggies or my little Tupperware containers, and I have them sitting on the counter or one in my bag. And a lot of times I bring an extra one and have it either in my car or at the office. But I have them prepared and packaged so that I can just grab it and go. And it's my healthy thing that I enjoy. And I've always got my water. Water, 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 water. And it's like, and if I had a choice or if I'm running low on something, it's like, I'm going to have my water before I have my food because you can live for months without food. You can live for days without water. That is always, that's the nurse in me. That's always, well, I can live longer without food, so I'm going to grab my water. I'm going down without that water.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Really great. It's really the fantastic to learn more about what you do and how you think about what you do as well and what you bring to people.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Absolutely. If you'd like to connect with Cookie and talk to her about getting an appointment, you can do so by calling her at 612-805-9631. Her office is on Miller Trunk Highway in Hermantown. You can also connect with her on Facebook at Cookie Killian FB. So the spelling of that is the @ CookieKillianFB. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. You can find all the other episodes at wellnessrenpodcast.com. You can also look on iTunes for Wellness Renaissance Podcast. Make sure you don't miss any episodes by signing up for the email list on wellnessrenpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you feel like you'd like to support the podcast at no cost to you, head over to the Support the Podcast link. Next time you want to shop on Amazon, click on one of those links, go shopping, and when you check out, a little bit of that purchase you just made will go to supporting the podcast. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/wellnessren. Until next time, here is to you finding the pieces to your health puzzle.